why illegal gambling games are dangerous, and the main penalties for them. Although these types of gambling-like games are often packaged as games with game screens and simple rules, they are in fact often similar to illegal gambling, featuring monetary bets and payout structures. This article summarizes the main types, warning signs, harm to minors, penalties under Korean law, and ways to respond. The core feature of illegal gambling games is a structure in which money or property is at stake, and profits or losses result from chance. Typical high-risk types include ladder style, snail race style, number and card judgment style, illegal Powerball style, and illegal sports betting style games. Even mere participation can constitute a gambling offense under criminal law. And the risk of punishment increases if you are involved in operations, promotion, money exchange, or recruitment. Illegal sports gambling may be subject to harsher penalties under separate laws than general gambling. The harm suffered by teenagers is not limited to financial loss. It can extend to addiction, debt, misuse of bank accounts and personal information, and problems at school. Variant gambling games are games that, on the surface, appear to be short minigames, prediction games, sports cheering games, or prize-based games, but are in fact illegal or highly likely to be illegal, as they operate on a structure where money or property is at stake and profits or losses are determined by the outcome. Because they are easily accessible on smartphones and PCs and promote small bets, short rounds, and quick payouts, teenagers and novice users tend to underestimate the risks involved. Key definitions of variant gambling games. The most important criteria for identifying variant gambling games are not whether it looks like a game, but rather whether money or property value is at stake, whether the outcome is determined by chance, prediction, or a payout structure, and whether cash redemption or rewards are possible. Identification criteria. Criterion description. Red flags. Monetary nature. Cash, bank transfers, points, coins, gift certificates, in-game currency, or other assets of monetary value. Expressions such as top-up, cash-out, settlement, and guaranteed. Profit. Chance outcomes are determined by uncertainty, such as lotteries, random numbers, on-screen results, or game outcomes, rather than the user's skill. Advertisements featuring odd/even, high odds, real-time results, or pattern analysis, payout-based. A structure where users receive a payout if they win and lose money if they lose payouts exceeding the principal amount. Encouragement to recoup losses. Repetitive nature, designed to encourage continuous participation within a short time frame. Rounds every 1-5 minutes, operating 24 hours a day. Concealment, disguised as legal games, events, communities, or sports information services. Official licenses, ratings, and operator information are unclear. Typical types. The types listed below are provided for educational purposes only. This content is not intended to guide you on how to use specific sites or participate in these games. Type. General structure. Why it's dangerous. Ladder type games. Players predict the outcome of a ladder on the screen, such as whether it lands on an odd or even number, or the direction it takes. Results are simple and repeat quickly, making it easy to chase losses. Snail/racing type games. Players predict the results of virtual characters or horse/animal races. Appears to be a game, but may actually be structured as odds-based gambling card/number prediction games, predicting simple outcomes such as card totals, number ranges, or odd/even results. Simple rules create a low barrier to entry. Even for teenagers, illegal Powerball and lottery-style games betting based on drawn numbers or combinations appears similar to legal lotteries, but carries a high risk of illegal gambling if operated by private entities. Illegal sports betting on the outcome or score of sports events on unlicensed sites. It leads people to mistake sports knowledge for skill, but there are many uncontrollable variables such as injuries, referees, and whether the degeneration of prize-based games. Prize games, such as claw machines, are combined with excessive prizes, manipulation, and structures that allow for cash conversion. Normal entertainment can be transformed into a structure that encourages gambling. How are they different from legal games? Legitimate games are intended for entertainment, leisure, and competition, and are not centered on a structure where users lose money or receive payouts. In contrast, variant gambling games, even if they use a game screen, have the actual purpose of monetary betting and payouts. Category legal entertainment games. Variant gambling games core purpose entertainment, achievement, competition, learning, earning money, payouts, recouping losses, significance of outcomes, in-game achievements such as scores, rankings, and items, cash gains or losses, operational transparency, age, ratings, terms of service, operator information, and payment policies are relatively clear. Operator, server, and settlement structures are often unclear. User behavior can play and stop whenever they want, prone to repeated participation to recoup losses. Legal risks primarily involve violations of terms of service or excessive spending may lead to gambling offenses, illegal sports betting, or violations of the Game Industry Act. Why are they particularly dangerous? 1. It creates the illusion that it's okay because the amounts are small. Variant gambling games often encourage users to start with small amounts. However, when short rounds are combined with instant results, users become eager to recoup their losses quickly, which can lead to increased betting amounts and frequency. 2. It appears to be a game of skill, but is actually difficult to control. While some promotions claim that sports knowledge, number patterns, and analysis of past results can help, the core of gambling games is chance and uncertainty. The more users believe they can control the outcome, the greater the risk that they will bet for longer and in larger amounts. 3. High accessibility for minors. Minors can be drawn in through mobile messengers, social media ads, recommendations from friends, and gaming communities. Since minors' financial judgment and impulse control are often still developing, even small losses can lead to debt, extortion, account theft, and family conflicts. 4. Risk of involvement in illegal activities. Even mere participants may be subject to laws regarding gambling offenses or illegal sports betting. Furthermore, the risk of punishment increases significantly if one is involved in promotion, recruitment, providing bank accounts, assisting with money transfers, placing bets on behalf of others, or operating the site. 5. Personal information breaches and financial losses occur simultaneously. Illegal sites may request identification documents, bank accounts, mobile phone verification, cryptocurrency wallets, and contacts of acquaintances. This can lead to secondary harm, such as further extortion, pressure to take out loans, unauthorized use of bank accounts, and involvement in voice phishing scams. Key penalty criteria under Korean law. The applicable laws and sentences for individual cases may vary depending on the amount involved, whether the offense is repeated or habitual, the extent of involvement in operations, the money laundering structure, whether minors are involved, and whether the activity constitutes illegal sports gambling. Category key details. Representative legal risks. Simple gambling participation in gambling exceeding the level of casual entertainment under the criminal code. The offense of gambling is punishable by a fine of up to 10 million won. Habitual gambling, recognized as repetitive or habitual, punishable by imprisonment for up to 3 years or a fine of up to 20 million won. Encouraging gambling through video games, acts of inducing or allowing gambling or other speculative activities using video games, punishable by up to 5 years imprisonment or a fine of up to 50 million won under the Act. On the promotion of the game industry, use of illegal sports betting, depositing or recharging money on illegal sports betting sites to place bets may be subject to more severe penalties as a violation of the National Sports Promotion Act. Illegal proceeds and video games. Criminal proceeds, video games, and property derived from criminal proceeds may be subject to confiscation or forfeiture. Are all claw machine games games of chance? This does not mean that claw machine games are automatically illegal gambling. However, legal issues may arise depending on the price, type, and method of providing prizes, manipulation of odds, convertibility into cash, and whether the game excessively encourages gambling. Under current regulations, prize-based games rated all ages by youth game providers must comply with prize distribution standards and methods, and it is also crucial to verify that the prize value does not exceed 10,000 based on the consumer retail price. Warning signs for users and parents to watch for. If you notice the following signs, you should view the activity not as a simple game, but as a problem involving gambling or speculative behavior. The game uses terms such as top up, cash out, profit, payout, recovering principal, or fixed picks. Access is via links, messaging apps, private chat rooms, or community invitations rather than through official app stores. The operator requests bank transfers, virtual assets, gift cards, or third-party top-ups. Players are pressured to wager larger amounts to recoup their losses. Users hide their activity from family or friends, or their sleep, studies, or daily life is disrupted. Users are asked to recruit friends, earn referral bonuses, write promotional posts, or provide bank account information. Prevention and response methods. If you are a user, immediately stop playing any games that offer cash rewards or cash out options. Do not try to recoup your losses by making additional deposits. Do not engage in personal transactions with site operators, and do not provide your ID, bank account information, or verification codes. Even if you have already lost money, do not try to handle the situation on your own. Notify a parent or guardian, your school, or a counseling agency. If you experience recurring urges to gamble, seek professional counseling, such as the Korea Center for Gambling Problems Prevention and Treatment Helpline at 1336. For parents and teachers, rather than demanding, why did you do this? First, verify how they accessed the site, the financial losses incurred, whether they were threatened, and whether they provided their bank account information. Review their cell phone and bank account records together, and preserve screenshots and transaction histories to ensure evidence is not lost. If the student has recruited friends, made payments on behalf of others, promoted the game, or provided their bank account, the situation requires a more serious response than mere usage. Connect the student with school counselors, local gambling problem prevention and treatment centers, law enforcement agencies, or relevant reporting centers. To prevent recurrence, adjust payment limits, restrict app installations, block social media ads, and revise allowance management practices. Key points: the essence of these variant gambling games is a gambling structure disguised as a game. Even if the graphics are cute, the rules are simple, or the amount seems small, it is a red flag if money is wagered and profits or losses result from chance. For adolescents in particular, addiction, debt, involvement in crime, and personal information breaches can occur simultaneously, so early intervention and referral to counseling are crucial.